This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Naz and Wally Sports Hour, heard Sunday mornings at 9 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
From hockey to wrestling, football to golf, no sport left unturned. You're listening to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Good morning, Naz. Good morning, Wally. The boys are back. Let's talk sports.
Good morning and welcome to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. I'm your host, Walter Rigabon. In isolation, joining me also by telephone this morning is my co-host, Naz Marchese. Also joining us by telephone this morning, special guest, Butch Carter. Naz, are you there? How are you this morning?
I'm here. Good morning, Butch and Wally. How are you guys?
Butch, have we got you on the line?
I'm here. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thanks. Fantastic. To all our listeners, at this point in the show, I normally say that we're live from Liberty Village in downtown Toronto. Going to have to rephrase that one this week. We're live from Richmond Hill, Nobleton, and downtown Toronto. Through stations asked us to try and do this from away from the studio. We're complying with their request. We're trying to be safe. The world is a different place at this point in time, so we've all got to be careful. And we're certainly want to take a certain leadership role in that. So we're all doing the show from the comforts of our home this morning. And to all our listeners, please, a little bit of patience. It's not that easy to do a live radio show remotely and host it remotely and try to get everybody participating and not talk over each other. So we will certainly do our best. And having said that, we've got a fantastic show lined up. Sports isn't going on, not much sports. All the headlines are off the fields and off the rinks and all of that. But you know, the other day I was thinking about things are not that great right now, and I said we need a calm, reassuring voice on the show. And a few years back, we had Peter Mansbridge on the show. Popped him an email, said, Peter, we'd love to have you on the show this Sunday. I'm sure our listeners would like to hear your voice and hear from you, and he graciously accepted. So at 9:20 this morning, we're going to be chatting with the legend himself, Peter Mansbridge. And middle of the hour, we're going to have a surprise. Somebody is celebrating a very special birthday today. Another legend, sporting legend, and Naz, I don't know if I want to give away the surprise just yet, but we'll leave that one. Tune in. Listen in. Please listen for the whole hour. Gentlemen, your reaction, first of all, let's talk about we're all remote and how we're all dealing with what's going on. Naz, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, I've been working from home all week and I haven't shaved all week. I'm going to look like Santa Claus once this is over.
Naz, I'm not going to touch that one, but I don't know how Mary Lane's reacting to that. What's your wife's reaction to your newfound growth?
She hasn't really reacted to it yet, but she will.
Butch, are you still clean shaven, or what's going on with you?
I actually shaved yesterday. I got the hint that I wasn't the most attractive guy in the world running around looking like a wolf. So I shaved yesterday morning. I've been socially isolated since February 26th. I had a hip replacement surgery on the 26th. So that limited with what I could do as far as, I get out and walk. But I've been locked in. And fortunately for me, I had set up my consulting work for an online course. So I have probably 5 or 6 calls a week with, I've got 15 former NBA players that I train in an NBA program called Assistant Coaches Program. So I set that program up, and I've been doing it for 5 years, but I set it up in March of last year and got the NBA to take the program from being a 4-month program to and now it's 10 months. And so, I didn't do it because of, I thought I could see this pandemic coming. I did it because it was a better way for me to push a lot of content, to help young guys who wanted to get into coaching have a coaching partner. So, that part's working well. We do all our meetings on Zoom, webcast, and it's worked out very well. I feel what everyone else is feeling, especially Walter. I had a call with you earlier. You know, it's devastating what's going on in Italy right now. Unfortunately, I don't think we've seen the last of it.
Certainly, yeah. You're referencing a call. Butch and I had a heart-to-heart call earlier this week about everything that's going on. And, my heart, Naz and I, we traced our heritage back to our homeland back in Italy. That's where our families originated, and I've still got quite a bit of family over there, and I've been in touch with them through WhatsApp and other texting and that sort of thing. And it is really, really heartbreaking. The system is overwhelmed. The country's in lockdown. The amount of people who are dying, who are coming down with it, is increasing by the day. They don't have a handle on it. The tragedies with some of the healthcare workers and the people there, it's just I don't know. I find it heartbreaking to the point of almost tears. All I can say is we've got an opportunity in Canada to learn some lessons. We are behind the curve, but we're getting there. And we've all got an obligation. I hope everybody in this country is taking it seriously. I think they are. Butch, I know you've got family down in the States. I'm sure you're in touch with them. I'm sure you've got a lot of contacts in the States. You've got a lot of contacts in the basketball industry. Through your contacts, through your discussions, what are you hearing?
Well, I've got family. My mother's 80 years old. I have a mother, two sisters, a brother, two brothers that live in the Atlanta area. And, I'm very concerned about my mother. Parents don't stop being parents. So she does everything. And then all of a sudden she wants to take off and go to the grocery store. So I feel for anyone that's got parents. I have four boys also that are scattered out from Northern California in isolation. Two of them that are in Florida, in Central Florida, in Orlando, where they haven't done anything. They just put in a curfew yesterday. So everyone that I've talked to, I try to get them to understand. I start sending out text and emails, group text and emails to people probably 2 weeks ago, because I felt what was going on in Wuhan was going to carry forward and be dangerous. In doing my family tree about a year ago, I found out that my grandfather lost two brothers to the Spanish flu in 1918. I didn't know what in the hell the Spanish flu was.
Wow.
It's an invisible enemy, what we're fighting. All people, you're not invincible. I've called everyone from guys I played high school with, everyone that, has really been special in my life. I try to reach out to them because we're in a situation that if they get this flu, they may not be around 6 or 7 days later. You won't have a chance to say goodbye to them. So I encourage everyone that's listening to you guys' show, reach out, telephone calls, Facebook Live, and say hello, because this thing is not going to go away. There'll be the first wave in which hopefully they'll get it settled, and then there'll be a second wave because before people can get inoculated. There'll be people that are carrying it. They're carriers, but they're not sick. So, everyone has been watching. I watch CBC, CNN. But the reality of it is that I had a buddy I played high school with. I'll never forget. I was on the phone with him, raising hell with him last night, because he was home in Ohio, but he's got to drive to work in New York. They install the telephone systems in federal penitentiaries. And I'm begging him, hey, man, don't go yep. back. Just quarantine yourself.
Yep.
Because, yep. That's what you need to do. Everyone, I encourage everyone, reach out to anyone you've loved your whole life and make sure you're saying hello to them.
And Naz, I'll let you share some of your thoughts.
Wally, I'm really impressed with the political leaders and how they're handling it. Municipal, the federal, and the provincial leaders are getting along, and they're doing a great job. Trudeau, Ford, and John Tory.
Well, that's
really impressed with their work.
Yeah, and I posted something on my Facebook page the other day, and I said, it's a generational event, and and there's so many parts to this, and Butch, you alluded to it. Leadership's important, and we certainly want to talk about that with Peter Mansbridge. Just got to keep an eye on my phone here. I got to make sure I wrap up my thoughts so I don't take away from his time. There's so much. We've been used to so much partisan bickering, and I'll just talk about Canada and the United States. It's the left and the right haven't talked to each other. They don't talk the same language. But if politicians are listening, what the people expect at this point in time is we want to see leadership. We want to see cooperation. What becomes more important as we get deeper and deeper into these things, as we get a crisis of spirit, we all start losing sight of the end, and leaders. Not that I'm suggesting we're going to find an FDR or a Winston Churchill or somebody of that caliber, but certainly they can step up, they can calm the population, they can get rid of the bickering. And, I agree on our side of the border so far. I'm seeing some cooperation. I've never been, I can be honest with you, I can't say that I've been a big Trudeau or a big Doug Ford fan. I'm not here to be political or criticize. But now, they're my prime minister, they're my premier, I expect them to lead, and if they lead us in the right direction, I will certainly give them my support. South of the border, I don't know if we want to get into that conversation. I'd like to see more cooperation south of the border. I'd like to see Trump and Pelosi and Schumer and Biden all cooperate, and because they're, the public is looking for leadership, and these are crisis times, and that's what we expect from our leaders.
Can I comment on, on living south of the border for the time I have? Here's my opinion. I like Doug Ford. I like John Tory.
Butch, unfortunately, we'll come back to that. Okay. I've got to take us to break. I'm running on a bit of a tight schedule at the beginning of the show. We've got Peter calling in a couple of minutes, and we certainly, as soon as we get him on the phone, we'll want to get him on the air as soon as possible. Hold those thoughts. I'm sure we'll have time at the end of the show to come back to them. On that note, Brandon, our producer, if you can take us to break, we'll have Peter Mansbridge when we come back.
It was a rainy day when Pizzaville decided to stone bake our pizzas the traditional way. That was over 50 years ago. Since then, the big pizza conglomerate started cooking their pizzas on conveyor belts, like you see at the airport. Now you can choose authentic Italian stone-baked pizza or pizza you could mistake for luggage.
Pizzaville stone-baked pizza. Fiercely Canadian. Authentically Italian.
Are you real ready? If you're a real estate agent, we can help you sell more homes. A business owner? We'll help show it off to the community at large. And if you're a homeowner, we'll supply accurate floor plans for every room in your home. Because selling property is all in the details. Real Tours Media, creators of 3D virtual tours, walkthrough video, HDR photography, logos, and brands. Check out the one-stop shop for successful real estate agents. RealToursMedia.ca.
With a little training, anyone can learn the security business while on duty at your home or company. It's unfortunate, but a lot of security companies are just not experienced enough to handle the complex dynamics of tactical security. And that little bit of training and experience can end up costing you a lot more than you bargained for. Peace of mind, trust, and honor is the foundation on which the Regal Security reputation is built. They're driven, they're respected, and they're unrivaled. They're everyday superheroes. Visit them online at regalsecurity.ca and find out how much they know, not how much they can learn.
To become a champion in business, it takes coaching, training, and bench strength. And every team needs a skilled player like KPMG Enterprise for private companies. KPMG Enterprise helps entrepreneurs and family businesses grow, strengthen, and transition by offering a full suite of services, including audit, accounting, tax, and advisory. Your business doesn't stand still. It evolves. Team up with a winner. Visit kpmg.ca/enterprise. Let's do this.
There's an old saying, entrepreneurship doesn't build character, it reveals character. Entrepreneurs learn to trust a person by trusting people. The law firm Rigabon Carly understands this. They know all about entrepreneurs because they work for them. Every day, they've earned their trust. They know that when it comes to meeting the legal and business needs of entrepreneurs, good enough is not enough. Rigabon Carly, the intelligent choice.
This is Daryl Sittler for Alta Infinity in Vaughan. I've worked with some pretty great teams over the years, and the staff at Alta ranks among the very best. Expert sales, superior service, and the largest selection of Infinity cars and SUVs in Canada, and the most competitive pricing anywhere. It's no wonder that Alta has been an all-star performer for well over a decade. Visit AltaInfinityWoodbridge.com, or better yet, drop by the No. 7 Auto Mall at the corner of Martin Grove and Highway 7. Experience the difference that makes Alta Infinity the captain's choice.
The only thing I love more than sports is sports radio. Take it away, boys. The Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. I'm your host, Walter Rigabon. At this point, I usually say, as usual, in studio with me, my co-host, Naz Marchese. We're all doing the show remotely today. I'm up in Richmond Hill, and my co-host is in Nobleton, and Butch Carter's on the line with us. He's also in downtown Toronto. We're pleased to welcome back to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour, a gentleman who doesn't require an introduction, simply known affectionately as Peter Mansbridge. Good morning, Peter. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Naz, Wally, Butch. It's good to talk to all of you.
Listen, it's a pleasure talking to you, Peter. A couple of days ago, Butch and I had a heart-to-heart talk on the phone for about half an hour. We spilled out our hearts to each other, and we realized that we and our listeners need a calm, reassuring voice to talk about, to talk with us. And the first person I thought of was you, Peter. You have calmed our nerves for so many years through an illustrious career, got an opportunity to be introduced to your podcast this week. You have a great new podcast called The Bridge. It used to be weekly. It's now daily. I got an opportunity to catch up with it, Peter. And I want to go to a part of, I think it was on your Wednesday or Thursday podcast. You got the opportunity in that podcast to talk about leadership. And in the crisis that surrounds the world nowadays, leadership is so, so important. And we've seen it historically. FDR, Winston Churchill, so many greats in history. And it's our time now, and it's our generation. Tell us a little bit about your podcast. And I know you referenced Angela Merkel and I believe the Irish Prime Minister. Tell our listeners about what you saw and what's important in that sphere.
Well, absolutely. I mean, situations like this are a true test of leadership. You know, just like Butch had to handle situations in a basketball game where leadership was critical, in many ways, this is like, you know, a million times bigger than a basketball game or any kind of sport. and yet at the same time, it calls on the same kind of qualities of leadership, calm, confidence, direction, that the people who are listening to you or watching you believe you, and they understand what you're trying to accomplish, and you're pulled into it. You become part of that leadership cycle yourself. Because if and when we get out of this, and we will get out of it, it's probably going to take longer than we think, but we will get out of it. We will pass through this at some considerable cost. But when we do, we'll look back and see it wasn't just the leaders, the political leaders. It wasn't just the healthcare leaders, as critical as they are. It's also us. You know, we're leaders too in the way we deal with this situation going forward. And, you know, part of that is everything from, you know, washing your hands to self-distancing to self-isolation when needed. I know you guys have been in it. We, my son and I and my wife have been in self-isolation for the last 14 days. We're all fine, and that's great, but, you know, we're obeying the rules. And, you know, when I look out from my home in Stratford, I see, you know, people obeying the rules, being understanding of the situation we're in, listening to their leaders and following their leaders and setting an example for whether it's their neighbors or their family, whomever. And that's what we need. We're part of this leadership issue as well.
Peter, obviously you've been a great leader in our country for so many years. Still are. I'm not trying to put you in the past tense. I'm listening to your podcast. 20 years a reporter, 30 years an anchor. Just accomplishments beyond belief. But more than anything, we trusted you. Canadians trusted you. We tuned in at 10 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. And, you know, we knew when Peter Mansbridge, when we saw you there, the word is trust. Did you ever, at what point did you come to realize the special position that you held? You're a cultural icon, and, you know, I've had this conversation with major athletes. I've had this conversation with David Keon, with Cornway, and all these other guys. And, you know, I always ask them the question, do you guys realize how much we look up to you, how much we trust you, how much we're waiting for your every word? When did that first hit you? And how did you react to being such a cultural icon in our country?
Well, you know, it takes a while to be in that position and to earn the trust. I mean, you're right. The trust is the key word. And part of trust is telling the truth. The truth as best you know it and lay it out for your listeners or viewers, whatever the situation may be. So, you know, truth is what matters, especially at a time like this. And truth is all that matters. And if you appear to not be telling the truth or bending the truth, you will lose trust on the part of those who are listening to you, are seeking hope from hearing what you're saying. So, you know, that's critical. You know, as for me, it took a few years, and I'm still, you know, I'm still surprised. You mentioned the podcast I'm doing. It's kind of like a hobby. I'm just doing it on my own. I don't have any, you know, advertisers or networks, you know, behind me. I'm just putting it out there. And, it's had, you know, quite a following already. And it's based on that. You know, I don't think it's about me personally. It's about the position that I held for all those years, that people grew up listening to it. They believed what they were hearing. They trusted what they were hearing. And, you know, that continues on. There's a certain, you know, relationship that still exists with a good chunk of the audience, and that, you know, that's humbling on the one side, but it's also underlines the importance of all this and how responsible somebody like me has to be.
Naz, Butch, I'll give you guys an opportunity. I know it's Peter, as I'm sure you're aware, it's not that difficult to run interviews with everybody offline. So, Naz, Butch, I'll give you guys an opportunity to
Peter, I'm sitting in a room and I have a painting with Paul Henderson scoring the winning goal on Vladislav Tretia. And what is your favorite sports moment of all time?
You know, there are so many. There's no doubt that's one of them. I mean, we all who were alive at that time and aware of what was going on remember everything about that moment. And it's moments like that, and, you know, you can look at that painting in your home, that picture in your home, and it makes you feel good. And they're like, right now, those are the kind of memories we need. That's why I love that the sports networks are replaying the Raptors run from last year. I mean, I still, you know, almost tear up watching the shot, you know, in game 7 of round 2. It's just like such an incredible moment. You know, so there are those. There was going to be one this year when the Leafs won the Stanley Cup, and, you know, now it's all on hold. It's so unfortunate. But, you know, listen, sports moments give us all something to cherish, the good ones and the ones that cause heartache, you know. But there's still moments in our life that we can look at and feel good about.
Butch?
I'm really impressed that he is doing a podcast. I think that when you have one of the oldest and best books, classic books in a library, that everyone should get a chance to read.
Right.
Cool. So,
I'm still here.
Who did we lose?
Did we lose Peter?
No, Peter's still here.
I'm still here now.
Like everybody's here, including all
the perils of live radio and doing it remotely. Who have we still got online? Peter, you're still there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Butch.
Here too.
Okay,
we're all good, Butch.
We're all good, I think.
I think we lost Butch. Anyways, Peter, let me. Butch was talking about sports and how important it is, and I got the pleasure of watching a really great interview you did with Stephen Brunt a few weeks ago, and
right.
Stephen's always been one of my favorite sports journalists in the country, and you touched upon the importance of sports, and we've lost sports for a certain period of time. Sports is an incredible part of our culture and an incredible part of our spirit. I'd like you to expound upon that just a little bit, Peter. I know that you talked about it a little bit with Stephen Brunt.
Right.
It's a unity. It's important to our national unity.
It's the great unifier in so many ways. First of all, you're right about Brunt. Stephen is an amazing journalist, one of the greatest writers we have in the country. But sport, in terms of a unifier, it's those moments where you're, well, you know, I mentioned the Raptors run last year. There was a certain point in that run where you realized that people from across the country, in every region of the country, east, west, north, south, everywhere, were doing the same thing, watching the same thing, pulling for the same team for the most part. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing. It doesn't happen often, especially in a country as large as ours, where there's so many differences, regional differences and resource differences and all of the differences that exist, that when you get that opportunity to all be pulling in the same direction, it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, it's missing right now, but yet again, as I said in my first answer, we have a common goal here. We're going to beat this, and the way to beat it is to beat it together. And as a country, as a citizen, you're pulling just as hard as you are as the person is who's, you know, in Vancouver or St. John's or Toronto or wherever it happens to be. You're pulling together.
Peter, I always take the opportunity to ask this question, especially when I get some Hall of Fame hockey players on the line. Who are who are your heroes growing up? Who are your mentors? I'm not so sure that I don't know if that story in that airport in Winnipeg is myth or truth. But you got a start that would not have presaged that you would have ended up the greatest broadcaster, perhaps, in Canada's history. But who are your heroes both sporting and non-sporting, and who would you say were your mentors?
Well, first of all, the story is true, but it wasn't Winnipeg. It was Churchill, Manitoba, up on the shores of Hudson Bay, where the other day it was minus 45 with a huge wind as well. That's Churchill. Churchill is what gave me my start. Who were my heroes? In hockey, it was, I grew up, we came over from England. I was kind of 8 or 10 years old before I really got into hockey, and it was the late 1950s. And we were in Ottawa, which didn't have a team at that point. So you have to either be a Habs fan or a Leafs fan. I was a Leafs fan, and Dickie Duff was my hero. I loved Dickie Duff. And it's one of the few times where I've been caught speechless when I met Dickie Duff, I don't know, 20 or 30 years ago, and I couldn't open my mouth. I was like awestruck with my childhood hero standing, in front of me. Bobby Orr in hockey, and, Bobby was and is an amazing guy, and he's become a good friend of mine. He's been somebody who I've learned from a lot over the years. Football, it was Ron Lancaster, the late great Ronnie Lancaster, because of Ottawa. He was, he and Russ Jackson shared the quarterbacking duties in Ottawa, but it divided the city. You were either a Lancaster fan or a Jackson fan. It divided families. And, I was solidly on the side of Lancaster, and the team finally decided, we can't do this. It really is literally splitting the city. So they sold him to Regina for $500 and the promise that he'd never come to play in the Eastern Conference again is in those years, he only played West East in the Grey Cup. But anyway, he went out and had an incredible career with Saskatchewan, and I followed him, and my allegiances followed him to Saskatchewan. So those kind of things, your childhood heroes, you never forget them. And you try to learn from them. Sometimes you're disappointed in that process, but most often, hopefully not.
Peter, one last question, Peter. We've got somebody special on the line that's holding. These times bring out the best in the worst. And the best is what we want to focus on. Give us some examples of what you've seen so far.
Well, the way people and communities are pulling together. I mean, you can't drive by a hospital or a healthcare facility without sitting there in your car, or if you're walking by, looking up and thanking the people who are in there, because those healthcare workers are amazing. They're putting themselves at risk every day to help others. And what they're going through, the challenges they're facing, the lack of equipment in many cases that they're dealing with, those are incredible people. So are firefighters, who are really the kind of the first line of protection on the healthcare front. I mean, when the call comes in for an ambulance, there's a fire truck goes first. And these guys are there, these men and women who are in the fire departments across the country. Grocery clerks. We're desperate to ensure we can keep the supply chain going on food, and we are. But it wouldn't work if there wasn't a grocery clerk there. So, those kind of people who are doing the job during this difficult time, we couldn't do it without them, and we should never stop thanking them. So those kind of stories, people who are volunteering from home, to take food to the elderly, to check in on their neighbors, whatever the case is, we can all do something. If it's simply setting up, some kind of FaceTime arrangement with people with the elderly, touching base with your friends who maybe you haven't talked to in quite a while, how are they doing? Just check in, and they'll be checking in with you. That's going to be critical as part of this overall leadership that we talk about. Two quick things. I'm in Toronto today. My son and I had to drive into Toronto to pick up some things at our little condo here to take back to Stratford. So it's a quick in and out, and we timed it in such a way to do this phone call with you as well. But coming in, on the 401 today, you know, from, you know, sort of Kitchener in. I've never seen anything like it. My son said to me at one point, Will looked at me and he said, you know, when you're on the 401, you shouldn't be able to count all the cars that you see on the fingers of one hand. And that's what it was like.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was early on a Sunday morning, so there's that. But still, it's people are listening. They're taking the advice. And we will take that advice, too. We had to make this call. We did it under all the restrictions that are placed on us. And we'll head back now. And the other thing is, if the guest you're talking about is on that line, is the one I think it is, who's turning 80 today, he's a hero.
Yeah,
he's a hero to all of us who followed his sport.
On that note, Peter, I'm just going to have let you stay on the line for about just 20-30 seconds so you can wish this special gentleman your best wishes. It's interesting you brought up that Dick Duff is one of your heroes, Peter. Dick Duff is actually a really, really good friend of the next gentleman I'm about to introduce. I'm pleased to welcome to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour, and we wish him a happiest 80th birthday today. Of course, David Keon. David, good morning. How are you?
Well, I am fine. Thanks very much for those wishes.
And on behalf of all of us, I'm going to turn over to Peter because I'm sure Peter's got some kind words he'd like to say.
Well, I'll just stay on for a few seconds. Mr. Keon, it's an absolute treat for me to be able to wish you a happy birthday, to hear you sounding so healthy and well, and to know, as you must know, how much you meant to so many Canadians during your career and in the stands you took in your life after your career. But those hockey memories that we all had of one of the most amazing players to ever play the game, I thank you for that, and I wish you all the best on this day.
Well, thank you, Peter, very much. And your hero, your hockey hero, was one of my heroes, and I met him when I was 10 years old.
That's great.
He came to play in Naranda and from Kirkland Lake, and this guy asked me if I wanted to meet somebody who was going to play in the NHL, and I said sure. So he took me down, and he introduced me to Dick Duff, who was 14 at the time.
Wow. Isn't that great?
That was my initial meeting with Dick, and then when I came to Toronto to St. Mike's, he was because he was an alum and a graduate, and he was around all the time. And at that time he happened to live at a really good friend of mine's house, and so I got to see him a lot and got to meet him and became friends with him.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, I'll jump off the line. You guys have a great conversation, and the best to all of you, and stay safe.
Peter, thank you. Peter, I want to take the opportunity. Thank you so much. It's in these times, it's always great to hear your voice. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Take care.
Peter Mansbridge. David, good morning. Happy birthday.
How are you, Naz? How are you?
Good. David, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I will tell you, David, a lot of people are thrilled to hear you're doing well. 80th is an
accomplishment. And I got to 80.
And you got to 80, and I think you're going to get a lot more. I know you're
well,
in good health.
That's the plan right now.
I know. I see you every now and then, and you're remarkably fit. I won't say for a gentleman of your age. I would just say, David, you're remarkably fit. You're
well, thanks for that. Thanks.
And I know one of the reasons is that you cycle quite a bit. You keep yourself active. I look up to you. You're my hero in so many ways. But you were my hockey hero for so many years. You're my human hero. I'm a few years away from you, but when I get to, I want to be as fit and as sharp and as passionate as you are. So by all means, a fantastic day. It's your 80th reason to celebrate. I know that a lot of our listeners that I've been in touch with want us to pass on their regards to you and their best wishes. And we will say, how are you doing? How are things?
Well, things are pretty good. You know, everybody's like everybody around the world is kind of hunkering down and trying to, you know, stay out of each other's way and protect each other. So that's, you know, that's where we are. And I think it's going to be like this for a little while. So we have to get used to it. And that's what we have to do.
What are you finding down in Florida? Is it, I'm sure you keep track of what's going up in Canada and what's going down in Florida. Is everybody like yourselves just more or less staying in and,
yes, the restaurants are all closed and all the venues are closed and you can get takeout food. That's basically the only thing that restaurants are doing. You can get takeout. And you're trying to, you know, avoid contact with, or, you know, you can't really not avoid it, but be 6 feet away and... But take all the precautions that are necessary.
Matt? David, you're a New England Patriots fan. I'd like to talk about Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay.
Although I don't know that I was ever a New England Patriots fan. I enjoyed them. But, yeah, that's going to be interesting. I'm anxious to see how that works out because he's played in a structured system for so long and they had so much success, and now to go to a totally different organization and system, it'll be interesting to see how it works.
Sorry, David, I just dropped my phone.
Oh, well.
Am I still on the line?
Yep, yeah, you're here. I can hear you.
Am I still on the line?
Yeah, you're on. Yeah.
Oh, I dropped the phone out of the earplugs, and then I couldn't hear anything going on. And David, 80 years old. You woke up this morning. Any special thoughts? Just another birthday.
It's nice to get to 80. look forward to 81. So that's the goal right now.
And many more after that.
Well, thank you very much, Naz.
Well, we called to wish you all the best. We're trying to get our producer to Brandon to get somebody else special on the phone, where if you can just bear with us for about 10-20 seconds, we've got something special for you, David. Okay. What are you hearing from your family back in Toronto, and how they're coping with what's going on?
Well, I haven't talked to them today. I talked to them during last week, and they're, you know, they're like everybody else. They're taking all the precautions that are necessary, and hopefully avoiding any contact with anybody who has the virus. That's probably the goal of everybody, but I don't know that everybody knows or has any idea if they've been in contact with anybody. So I think that's the scary part.
I'm just going to talk over to our producer now, Brandon. Brandon, do you have Kim on the line? No. Kim, are you on the line?
I'm here. How are you?
Kim, let me introduce you to David Keon. David Keon, let me introduce you to Kim. David, Kim is the voice of the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. She usually, when you listen to the intro to the show, she's the one who introduces us. And she contacted me yesterday and wanted to do something very special on our show. So, Kim, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, captain of the Leafs, 4 Stanley Cups. Happy birthday to you, most gentlemanly player and one of the league's top scorers. Though we're both getting older, I'm still younger than you. Happy birthday,
oh,
Dave.
Thank you very much.
That's
really
an
nice.
Honor. May I just say that what an honor this is, and that you have inspired literally thousands and thousands of Canadians to pick up a stick and skate. You basically kept our family glued to the TV, and I was dragged off to the hockey rink every week because of you to see my brother play. And I want to thank you, as do probably millions of Canadians, for being such an exceptional player and a continued ambassador for the sport. And you still exude such leadership, grace, and intelligence. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I got goosebumps.
Well, thank you. That's very, very nice of you.
Well, thanks. And now I can say to my brother, who has your hockey card, that I've done one over, that I actually spoke to Dave Keon. Thank you and happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much, Kim.
Kim, thanks so much. Thanks for everything you've done for us. And, you know, just based on this 30 seconds, it's obvious you need your own show. Naz and I are getting a little bit worried.
Well, I'm ready. A view from abroad.
Naz and I are seriously going to, if our station hears you, they're going to kick us off right away.
Well, be well and safe. And certainly with working front lines during SARS and here, we certainly have got a lot of information. So all of your listeners, be safe. We're thinking of you. And all the best. And Dave, I hope you come up to Toronto and love to see you when all of this blows over.
I'll probably be doing that, but not for a little while.
Okay.
Anyways, Kim,
be well
so much.
And thank you.
Kim, thanks so much. David, I'm going to leave it at, I'm going to let you go. I'm just going to say the following. I hope to see you soon. I really do. And that's got more meaning now than it ever has. And I wasn't able to make it to your whiskey tasting on Summerhill. I don't have a Dave Keon bottle of whiskey with me today, although I can assure you I'm going to get three or four.
Well, I picked one up for you. There's one here.
Oh, you got one for me? So I don't have one with me today, but I will. I'm going to pour myself some Macallan 18 with a cube, and I'm going to toast you, David. Happiest 80th birthday, many, many, many more. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Wally. Thanks, Naz.
Thanks.
Pleasure.
David.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
David Keon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, David. Naz, we better watch out. Kim, she's...
You're in trouble, buddy.
Anyways, on that note, we'll take it to break. I hope our listeners enjoyed listening to Peter and David as much as Naz and I did. We'll be right back.
It was a rainy day when Pizzaville declared, "We'll never be the fastest. We'll never be the cheapest. We'll never be the snazziest dressed."
What?
Yeah, my point is, we want to be the best. At Pizzaville, we want to make the best pizza. Stone-baked, the traditional Italian way.
Pizzaville, stone-baked pizza. Fiercely Canadian. Authentically Italian.
This is Daryl Sittler for Alta Infinity and Vaughan. I've worked with some pretty great teams over the years, and the staff at Alta ranks among the very best. Expert sales, superior service, and the largest selection of Infinity cars and SUVs in Canada, and the most competitive pricing anywhere. It's no wonder that Alta has been an all-star performer for well over a decade. Visit AltaInfinityWoodbridge.com, or better yet, drop by the number 7 Auto Mall at the corner of Martin Grove and Highway 7. Experience the difference that makes Alta Infinity the captain's choice.
To become a champion in business, it takes coaching, training, and bench strength. And every team needs a skilled player like KPMG Enterprise for private companies. KPMG Enterprise helps entrepreneurs and family businesses grow, strengthen, and transition by offering a full suite of services, including audit, accounting, tax, and advisory. Your business doesn't stand still. It evolves. Team up with a winner. Visit kpmg.ca/enterprise. Let's do this.
The security business is easy, right? Anyone can learn it. Perhaps they can learn it on duty with your valuables at stake. Perhaps they can learn it in a crisis situation that requires an immediate, intelligent response when lives are at risk. After all, what harm can a few mistakes make? Plenty. When it comes to security for your business or office, an experienced partner like Regal Security makes sense. Security is what they do. Peace of mind is what they provide. Visit them online at regalsecurity.ca and find out how much they know, not how much they can learn.
Are you real ready?
If you're a real estate agent, we can help you sell more homes. A business owner? We'll help show it off to the community at large. And if you're a homeowner, we'll supply accurate floor plans for every room in your home. Because selling property is all in the details. Real Tours Media, creators of 3D virtual tours, walkthrough video, HDR photography, logos, and brands. Check out the one-stop shop for successful real estate agents. RealToursMedia.ca.
There's an old saying, entrepreneurship doesn't build character, it reveals character. Entrepreneurs learn to trust a person by trusting people. The law firm Rigabon Carly understands this. They know all about entrepreneurs because they work for them. Every day, they've earned their trust. They know that when it comes to meeting the legal and business needs of entrepreneurs, good enough is not enough. Rigabon Carly, the intelligent choice.
Are they ever wrong about sports? I can answer that in two words. Impossible. The Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. I was about to say I'm like an autopilot. I was about to say live from Liberty Village, but no, we're live from Richmond Hill and Nobleton. And I don't know if Butch, are you still on the line? I can't tell if we got you back.
Are you
there, Butch? Okay, Butch, I'll give you an opportunity to finish off the thoughts we were talking about before we went to Peter's interview.
Well, my thought process is that basically on both sides of the border, they should immediately put the emergency powers in place. And my reasoning is this. I have a background in manufacturing. After I left coaching, we manufactured 14 million air conditioning controllers for General Motors. And during those years that we manufactured, there were two crises. One, a tornado wiped out two of GM's plants in Oklahoma and took them offline. The other one was 9/11. So during that time frame, you need to expedite manufacturing. And I don't think because the politicians understand manufacturing is that there's a tremendous lead time in building up your supply base. But for the protection of all the healthcare workers, this is what I suggest, and this is what General Motors and Delphi would do to me. They would give me a call and say, Butch, we have an emergency, all right? There will be two guys at your plant at 6 o'clock. By 9 o'clock the next morning, they would wire the money to prepay for the extra supplies to start to fill the system so that we went from manufacturing, guys, 20,000 units to 2 million units a year under these circumstances.
Holy.
Now, you guys know I live downtown, but I actually had to live in the hotel in Oakville because I didn't have time to leave the plant and go home. And, you know, they are politicians. They don't understand manufacturing. But basically, those guys came and lived at the plant. We turned the machines on high speed and went from one shift to two and a half shifts. And we got the product out so that it wouldn't shut down. We shipped to 9 GM plants in North America. And for these healthcare workers to protect them, emergency powers or war power acts need to be put in place immediately. They have the funds. The legislatures on both sides of the border are going to allocate the funds. But because of the lack of understanding of how things are manufactured, we're going to put our healthcare workers at more risk. So, you know, that's what I see. This thing is, it's as dangerous or more dangerous than measles. And even with measles, we only eventually inoculated 90% of the population. There are still measles outbreaks that kill because parents don't want to get their kids inoculated. This thing is not over. Isolation will not be enough to protect people. I suggest that people for Mother's Day and Father's Day, that they do not gather large crowds because you'll have people who are carrying a virus that don't know they're carrying it. I just think that the intensity can be.
Yep. Butch, on that note, I'm going to have to interrupt. I want to give Naz
Naz, 10, 20 seconds, and then I've got to wrap it up.
Yeah, just everybody, please stay safe and stay at home if you can. And let the health care workers take care of everything and the politicians, and we'll be fine.
On that note, Butch, I want to thank you for joining us. Naz, as always, to all our healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, first responders, firemen, police officers, grocery store clerks, we owe you all a debt of gratitude. Thank you so much on behalf of Naz and Butch and myself. We'll be back again next Sunday morning. Have a great week.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.